always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new ABC News Ipsos poll showing two-thirds of Americans think President Biden should step aside and let someone else top the ticket for the Democrats this fall. That poll also shows Vice President Kamala Harris with a three-point lead over Donald Trump if the election were held today. The president will hold a news conference later this afternoon after the NATO summit wraps up. ABC News contributing political correspondent Rachel Bade is on Capitol Hill.
I have actually heard Democrats say to me that they hope he fumbles and that it forces this conversation anew. But look, even if it goes smoothly, clearly these frontliners and these difficult re-elections who are facing down Republican challengers, clearly Democratic leaders, they're not convinced that Biden should be staying in this race right now.
Tornado warnings and watches in at least five states spawned by the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. More than a million people are still without power, also because of Beryl. Texas officials say it could be weeks before everyone gets it back. This is ABC News. Israel's military is still urging Palestinians to get out of Gaza City and to head south. This as ceasefire talks continue in Doha. New federal funding being announced today for American car makers to bulk up production of their EVs.
A boost coming for the struggling auto industry as car makers shift to convert manufacturing plants to produce electric vehicles. The Biden administration announcing it will allocate $1.7 billion to help key facilities in the U.S. that have closed or are at risk of closing. The Energy Department selecting 11 auto manufacturing plants to use that money to convert to producing EV components. The goal? To nearly double the current EV production in the U.S. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Saving money in one of the country's big warehouse clubs will cost you more money. For the first time since 2017, Costco is raising its membership fees. Depending on the level, the cost is going up as much as 10 bucks a year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are out with their plans for a parade near the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
The Coalition to March on the RNC 2024 will begin their demonstration at Red Arrow Park, crossing the Milwaukee River four times and then entering the soft security zone. Organizers say the march, scheduled for noon on Monday, aims to bring protesters as close as legally possible to the convention while respecting court-ordered boundaries. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is a hit with passengers. More than 18,500 people rode the Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during its first month. That's about 300 passengers on each trip. Wisconsin's transportation secretary calls the data promising. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Maybe it was the T-shirts. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an embarrassing 12-2 loss at home to the Pirates Tuesday night, Milwaukee Brewers came into the clubhouse yesterday and found blue T-shirts in their lockers that said Undaunted. It was the brainstorm of manager Pat Murphy. The crew went on to win last night 9-0 in a near-perfect shutout over Pittsburgh. Reporter Adam McKelvey asked outfielder Sal Frelick,
"Is there anyone like him?"
I mean, not that I've necessarily had. I'm sure there might be people out there, but what makes him so unique is just being different.
The Brewers with home runs from Hoskins and Adames. Rookie Tobias Myers pitching 8 scoreless innings. Murphy after a near-perfect performance.
The defense is underrated. Hoskins made plays. Frelick made plays. Great night offensively.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NFL, Packers say that Family Night, August 5th, nearly sold out. Romeo Doubs entering his third season and was asked about the importance of growing as a receiver.
Yeah, growth is everything. I mean, coach always says it. It's either you're getting better or getting worse, and I believe that every guy in our room has gotten better.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 82 this afternoon and basically calm. There won't be much wind here today. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunshine 85. The weekend, warmer and a lot more humid with a few scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you.
Right.
You know, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. So every old person, pretty much every person, says, oh my God, I can't believe it's almost the middle of July. Can't believe it's almost the middle. So yesterday, though, last night, I was looking for some old emails for the veterans thing I'm doing, okay, mm-hmm. guys? And so I'm going, it's like, wait a minute. That can't be right. That was April. And I'm thinking it was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not lying about that. It's like, there has to be another one it's like that was April.
Yeah. You know, I use my calendars a month at a glance
First time my tooth bothered me was April. You guys didn't know that because I didn't mention it.
Oh my God. Like every day. But you know, we're going to that.
You want to feel that?
No.
Where it's cracked?
You know that.
There's an actual in my tooth. Okay. Remember I had to carve my way out of that bathroom with a piece of toilet tank?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, but you talk about it like it was yesterday.
Okay. It's that, my tooth right now, I think, is shaped like that piece of porcelain I used to carve through that fireproof door in that bathroom.
Yeah, it's going
to
cut your tongue, and you're going to get sore, and it's infected.
It?
Nope, not at all. I don't know why you don't go to a dentist. Oh, because you have that
Because I got Medicare.
Insurance.
So like, I'm going to try to
you can buy a supplement for
I'm
going
to try to get some plaster of Paris and do it myself. That could work.
Yeah, nothing's going to get in your bloodstream from that. Okay.
I'll be fine. So anyway, happy Thursday to you. What a beautiful day out there again. Crazy weather around the world, though.
I know.
Once again.
Houston.
Well, even where was it? Someplace close got hit hard with water, with rain and everything. Huh?
Manitowoc, you mean?
Well, no, but that too, but someplace else.
Oh.
But anyway, Green Bay 64, Appleton 66, Oshkosh 69, pretty calm waters out there today for Thursday, July 11th, National Swimming Pool Day. You know what? Next time the Malcors come in, let's ask them about that.
Well, what? Pools?
It, yeah.
No. Yes.
Easier to sell one with or without?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, okay, let's ask them.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because I've showed houses with swimming pools, and it's like if it's a really hot day, people are like, oh my gosh, doesn't that look great? Twice I've sold them with pools. But you got to really, if nobody's living in that house, the upkeep is I used to have to send my son Dom out to this one on Lost Dauphin Road. And every day he'd pull out a couple of chipmunks, you know, because they would try running across the 30 and they would drown.
Our neighbor, they had ducks living there.
Oh yeah, that's what
and
I mean.
Think with the baby ducks, they didn't like want to mess. It was just, yeah, no.
Yeah. You'd have to run out there all the time with that shock.
That's why pool people shock. That get a little bit older or... You live in a condo where it's all...
Or you've got one.
You got to pay condo fees every month or quarterly, I guess. But it's clean. It's ready.
I agree.
The chairs are there. They're repaired. It's just... Because there's a lot of... There's a lot of maintenance with pools. And I know that they've upgraded the heaters and all that. It's much better than it was 20, 25 years ago. But when we move into a condo someday, there'll be a pool, indoor and outdoor. But I would never put in a pool. And this is a huge liability, too, if a little kid comes
huge
over.
Huge liability.
And you got to have a 6-foot fence. I get that. But I think I think a kid has climbed over a fence before.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is having seen them firsthand when you're trying to sell a house, the upkeep, if nobody's living there, is incredible. Absolutely incredible. I always wish I had one, though.
Yeah, no.
I had one like in Tucson where I was living for it. You know what I mean? When it's nice to have on a really, really hot day.
Tucson. That's, I thought we were talking about Green Bay. Tucson, absolutely, I'd have a pool. I mean, what, 10 months a year you can use it?
The greatest time was I'd do the 10 o'clock show in the news. And I'd get back home at like 11 and go right to that pool.
Right.
It'd still be like 88 degrees.
Right.
That was the best time
at
night to use a pool.
Yeah.
So anyway, but you never had one growing up because you had everything else.
We were members of, it was called the Two Rivers Family Swim Club.
Okay.
So
was that the Y?
No. It was a club. Oh. And
I know where it's got the little clubhouse.
Right.
It's kind of dropped a little bit right now. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not saying, but I mean, it doesn't seem like it's used as much anymore, right?
No, I don't. Maybe because of the Y's, or maybe because people got their own
pools.
That's
a nice part of Two Rivers out there.
Oh, yeah.
Out by the water and everything, kind of the channel. Like, is there a channel?
No, we're a different place.
Oh, okay.
No, this is closer to, like, I could walk there. So it's closer to the McGee High School. But there were three pools, slides, and I don't know what the dues were, you know, back then. It's 40 years ago, but maybe, I don't know. But I don't know what the dudes were. But
Todd, were you guys part of a family swim club in Wild Rose?
Nope.
Or not Wild Rose, in
Rosendale, El Dorado.
No. We didn't have one in Nagani either.
I guess you didn't have the opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that they had that there. So so we never had a pool, which is really a good deal for my parents if you think about it, right? You just, instead of putting a pool in and all that.
Where did you learn how to swim there?
Yeah.
Well,
we had lessons at the community house too.
Okay.
Two Rivers Community House.
Hey, you know
what? Do you know what?
What?
This is weird. This could never pull. They taught lessons to us, and we were, I don't know, what, how old are you, 10, 11, 12, naked.
Oh, what is it about Manitowoc County? I know guys that went to Wilson Junior High or Wilson Elementary or whatever, and I know the guy who was the coach or the teacher, and the kids were all naked for class.
For swim, yeah.
What's up with that?
Right. Yeah, that's true, man.
I
was part of that. I don't know. We didn't.
People couldn't afford a pair of swim. Nobody had swim trunks. Bizarre thing I've ever heard in my lifetime is naked swim lessons
for boys.
For boys,
male teacher.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a thing. It just I think back to that now, but it wasn't. It's just like okay, you're right. I mean, but
yeah, I was. I don't know.
I got a feeling there weren't any high divers.
We're just treading water. I don't know.
I think that's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I don't remember any like.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying. Why is it?
Why?
For volleyball, you wear a pair of shorts. Can't you wear the same shorts in swim class?
Yeah, I don't. That's. I'm trying to just to think of if it was like. The threads getting into the filtration system
Come
or something.
On.
I don't know. I'm trying to help.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay away from the pool at Wilson Junior High. A thread from a swimsuit has clogged the filtration system.
I'm not.
It could be down for months. Reminder. Only swim naked
if you're a boy.
You're a boy.
Todd's been quiet all morning. I say that one thing. Come on. Yeah.
Todd's got a tremendous BS reader.
I I think it was wrong, but I was just saying that at the time.
You didn't think anything of it?
My mom didn't even say anything.
Wow.
And she knew.
I wouldn't have enjoyed that.
Yesterday, he was giving me crap about talking about ghosts, right? And he's over there laughing. And here he is talking about how he had to learn how to swim naked as a child.
Yes.
But
Manitowoc is the only area I've ever heard of that.
It's Manitowoc, Two Rivers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody out there, help us out. Text us.
Did you learn how to swim? Like, this is back in what?
60s. Yeah.
70s. When you learned how to swim, group lessons too, probably what, 20 kids. Did you have swimsuits on or not? But thinking back to that, I just think how it was so weird that nobody questioned anything. It was like, okay.
Wow.
Could you imagine that today?
No, my God.
I think I'd be in jail.
Yeah, you'd be in jail. You'd be in prison. No question. Somebody would say something about something. He looked at somebody Wow. That's the only time I've ever heard of that is when somebody told me that about Manitowoc with the junior highs, Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now you telling me that in Two Rivers.
Community House.
And I've never heard that happening anywhere else in the country. Maybe it has. I just didn't know. But again, we didn't have a pool, so We didn't know up there. But wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It's different, but no, we. It. But no, it's, the swim club didn't do that.
Yeah. That's good.
Do you remember feeling odd about it?
No.
Not at all.
I was just saying, when I was thinking back to that, and I would, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't let my kid do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know if they didn't vet the teacher. I don't know if it was the teacher that wanted that. Probably, right?
I have no idea. I don't think it'd be the teacher. It just had to be the school system.
But why? But
there had to be a reason.
I know. I'm looking for the reason. Well, you guys sure, you know, dismissed
the filter from a thread. Come on. You can't get a supply. Hey, George.
Yeah.
What if, we got? You know what? We got another thread there, and she clogged up.
Okay. Then you come up with the reason. You come up with the reason.
Filter. We got to get a better filter company.
You come up with the reason why kids in the 60s were taught to swim naked.
I have zero idea.
Do you have any ideas?
None. Zero.
And I'm looking this up.
Contamination, maybe?
There's a lot of schools. Across the country. I
mean,
you look it up and said, did schools ever require boys to swim nude in the 60s and 70s? And there's just stories and stories and stories.
Unbelievable.
But was there any abuse with those stories? I don't think so.
I think
it was
like
an accepted policy.
I'm not looking at it as being that way. I just don't understand why you just can't wear your Fi-Ed shorts in the pool.
And if the girls have swimsuits on, right?
Which were they given to you by the school, or did they have to buy their own?
It was just boy. What do you mean, girl?
Didn't girls have swim classes?
Yeah, but I think they had suits.
Well, that's my point.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
If the girls had suits, the guys could have suits.
That's what I think.
I don't think the threads from the swimsuits of the guys were that much worse than from the girls. Okay, I don't understand that. I'm going back
to creepy teachers.
I'm kind of flabbergasted by that. No, I don't think so. If a lot of places had it, it had to be a school district policy. Don't you think?
But I guess, but the girls and boys thing, how did they justify that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure I would have done it. I would have just said, you know what? I'm not going to swim.
So I was thinking about that when we were talking about that earlier. You didn't think about it. It would be like putting your shoes on.
Really,
like,
huh?
Nobody said, wow, this is weird.
Okay. Well, it makes you comfortable in your own body then. Congratulations.
Wow. It's the coach's body I'm worried about. That.
Okay, anyway, today is free Slurpee Day.
Where?
I don't know.
I'll try and find out for you.
Today is Blueberry Muffin Day. Not a big blueberry fan.
You know,
I wish either. I was a bigger fruit fan than I am.
I found the answer to that.
What is it?
And last night, city band concert, sitting outside, a lot of people eat ice cream. Vanilla flavored yogurt, homemade granola that chef made it for me. So he gave me that. That sounds great. And fruit.
Oh, that sounds good.
And the fruit, Johnny, I put in raspberries.
Love raspberries. I eat raspberries all day.
But I don't like blueberries, but when you mix it in with this vanilla yogurt,
and brings it all together.
It does. I could justify eating that. First of all, yogurt's not bad for you. And the granola, I don't know, it's oats. Anyway, that's where you get your fruit, plus you enjoy it. It's almost like, it's not ice cream. No, that sounds great.
That really does.
That's how you can get your fruit. So I'm trying to help you out. I'll bring you it's like a parfait, large bowl.
I bought two big bags of beef jerky.
Yeah, I don't know why'd you do that?
Because I'm on my new diet, Jim.
I know, it's all salt.
But anyway, I could eat that all day, but I can't sit and eat a bowl of strawberries or blueberries all day.
Oh, man.
I asked my brother, hey, man, up at the deer camp, you know, when I went up there, brought my blender, I got bananas, I got strawberries, I got raspberries, got a protein thing. We had it one morning. He's like, when I'm leaving, he goes, you want the rest of that fruit? I'm like, no. It's also Mojito Day. We get to a quick break. We got some great guests today, folks. Stay with us. I know the mayor. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Good look at Thursday morning. As you heard from Mike Clements, big win from the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. Bouncing back from that debacle a couple of days ago. We've got more Brewer tickets to give away today, correct?
Absolutely.
Oh, we do.
Okay.
In fact, the game's coming up on Saturday. Ticket on the Washington Nationals at AmFam Field. First pitch will be 3:10. We've got three pair of tickets to give away this morning.
Nice. Excellent.
A little trivia.
And our winners are going today, or is that yesterday, Ted? That's today, right?
That's today. Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's
right. Yeah. That guy's big game. Yeah.
At 103.
Yeah.
You know, those guys were, I went to the,
Can't you say something? Have you ever been up, you went to the Rockers game. I was just to bring it up. Where did you sit?
On the third baseline.
Okay, I'm going to say this. If you go to a Rockers game or a Timber Rattlers game or something like this, I know it's not Major League Baseball, but at one time, do this. Sit about 5 rows back right behind the plate, maybe 10 rows back. You have to experience the level of greatness of these pitchers, how hard they throw a baseball, but you got to get right then there in line with them and imagine standing up. You got a backstop in front of you, and that guy's standing up there with a bat, and this guy is throwing 100 miles an hour, and you have like a millisecond to determine, is that coming from my forehead or is that going to be on the outside corner?
Yeah,
hitting these guys is such an amazing skill, but it doesn't come through on TV. You know, you and I were talking the other day. Certain things don't come through on TV.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Baseball, and if you go to a Rocker game sometime, if you get the chance to with the tickets, sit behind home plate. Because even though these are college kids, they're still throwing in the mid-90s. We got 4 kids in Green Bay that throw in the mid-90s. Right.
So they're on third baseline. You look across the field, the speed clock is there.
Yeah.
So it goes 87, 92.
Yeah.
Nobody threw 100 last night.
No, I think he's the only one of them. I think there's one other guy in the majors that's throwing 100.
They would throw, 92.
Oh,
That's fast.
We got a kid. Remember, we had the head coach, Bob Van Rens from DePere here, and he said there's a kid in the area that's throwing 94.
Yeah.
A high school kid.
But that guy today who's pitching is 103?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's Tom Todd at 103. Yeah.
That's you're right. And as a catcher, it's like, whoa, oh, man, where's this coming?
Absolutely. And as a hitter, you're just thinking, okay, come on, be nice to me. Yeah. Birthday wise, Lisa Rinna is 61. Doesn't do much anymore, huh?
No, I think she's done some like reality stuff. She kind of does that. Yeah. Maybe some
didn't
infomercials.
She was the first one that got her lips inflated to unnatural levels.
It's kind of sad because she was always very attractive.
Cute, pretty,
right?
Naturally.
Yep.
And she just got those babies pumped up like a couple of big sausages.
That's right.
Nice.
Wow. No, it's true, though, isn't it? Yeah, I'm being honest. Richie Sambora, of course, is 65. Cela Ward is 68. I had a big crush on Cela Ward back in the day.
I don't know all three of those people. I don't know.
Well, Lisa Rinna is an actress who was married to Harry Hamilton.
Yeah.
Or Harry Hamlin, rather.
Hamlin, yep.
Richie Sambora. You don't know Richie Sambora? Uh-uh. Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
No. Cela Ward. Put up Cela Ward. Cela Ward. If you get a chance there. And Giorgio Armani. I bet you've got some Armani suits. Do you?
No, I don't know that I have one anymore. Huh? I don't know. Maybe I did. But yeah, that was the name, right? I mean, that's
Armani.
Talk about Ralph Lauren for casual and Armani for.
Mino, where'd you get your suit? Well, it's at Armani.
Just open up
really?
The seat.
Really? It's Armani?
Let them see the label, man.
My cousin Tony Armani, who works at JCPenney.
Right. It's got a sewing machine at home. It's got a bunch of labels.
Can you let me ask? See, that's Cela Ward.
Oh.
She was in Sisters. She was in.
I saw her on House for a few seasons.
Oh, House? Yep.
Okay.
What? No? Doesn't pass your specifications?
She looks like a news anchor.
Yeah, she does, actually. Yeah, you're right. She does.
Yeah, I don't know her. No.
Let me ask you something.
I don't know.
He doesn't know anybody. No, suits.
Yeah.
You obviously had to go to some high class, you know, Hollywood Sharpie type events.
I did. Not Hollywood Sharpie, but I bought all my suits, and I still have some with labels on, which kind of, I don't know why. I would buy them in L.A. in the garment district, and I knew the guy pretty well. And he's the guy that brings in suits and then sells them to, like,
isn't that right by, like, Skid Row?
Yeah, that's a tough area. You're right. Yeah. That's right on 7th.
I saw a thing it about
is.
That.
It is. It is. And the guy lived in Beverly Hills, too, who owned the place. So, but I don't know what his rent was, but he had a great, great business. And he would just take these tables, lay the suits out, and, you know, you buy 3-4 at a time, and ties and shirts. Yes, that's what I did.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this. Most of my life, I bought cheap. I'm going to be honest with you.
Cheap?
Cheap. Inexpensive. I don't say cheap, inexpensive.
Inexpensive suits. But yeah. Then, okay.
Okay, but being on TV, it didn't really matter
right.
If it's a, you know, $1,500 suit or literally from JCPenney's for $61.
Especially back when it was in HD.
Absolutely. You know? Right. Absolutely.
Everything looked good on TV.
Absolutely.
Back then.
And back, well, it wasn't that long ago, but most of my meetings were in person.
So you had to be up.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of people wore suits 25 years ago.
Yeah. Well, my dad used to wear, I've got pictures when he went to Packer games, he'd wear a suit. He'd wear a suit and a fedora.
I wear a suit to Packer games.
They all look like mafia guys. All in suits and fedoras going to Packer games.
Yeah. You know, in 2003, a guy came to see me. This was my first year. I remember that. But he wanted to, like, do the Packer fedoras.
Yeah. Thing.
And he wanted the city. And that just never caught on again.
Yeah.
But that. You're right. That and when they wore those long coats,
yep.
That was so mafia.
I know. But they, oh my God, my dad never went out to a you know always. Kind of a thing without his
too.
Fedora.
Yeah.
It's just, again, listening to you guys, though, like, how different can you guys be? This guy's going, you know, he's in the garment district having his suits, and you're going to JCPenney, right? I mean, it's just totally.
Who is your tailor? But no, I want to say about that garment district, and it's worth it. Even when I was when I worked, it was cheaper for me to get a good deal, fly out there, buy depending on how many you're going to buy, and right there, right across the street or right next door, are the tailors.
Would you fly out there specifically to buy suits? Wow!
Oh, I don't know if I
on a city's dime.
No.
Whoa.
Never. Whoa. I had some friends out there. I'll tell you, when I went out there, I don't know that I had to go out there, so I'd like maybe make a reason to go out there, but then I'd buy some suits. But I did, that's what I did. Not a lot, Johnny, probably every 2 years, 3 years. It wasn't like
what's the most you ever bought one for?
I don't know.
Come on. You know. Yeah, you do. You do.
I always bought them on deal. I mean, the tags on them were pretty expensive.
2000?
No, I would never pay
15?
That.
15?
You know, I don't know.
I would never pay $2,000. Come on. I wouldn't. 100?
Well, maybe.
No, they weren't that expensive. But it's a good deal. And I got the name of the place, and they had parking for customers right next door. And I really got to be kind of friends. And he was all excited when I was elected mayor because I bought him when I lived out there. So I kind of knew him then. And then when I had my own company, I'd go out there to see customers and I'd stop in. And then I remember giving him some literature and when I showed him I was elected mayor, he thought that was a pretty big deal.
Nice.
But I'm sure the guy's dead now. I mean, that was, he was.
All right.
So anyway, where do I get, but I think there's good deals out there, right? Especially in LA, right? There's the jewelry district, you know, where you can, and you get things at a discount.
Oh, I've been there to buy stuff.
Yeah. That's where I bought my wife's.
He doesn't even realize how ridiculous this sounds to guys like you and I.
I know.
That's where I bought my wife's engagement ring.
Yeah.
In the jewelry. I did.
Yeah, I bought your wife one there too.
And Mino's over there with the claw machine and Shakey's pizza.
Anyway.
I bought mine at a going out of business sale in Appleton. True story. We had them just all out of the counter. That went over so well.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's
honestly,
the love. Yeah,
true story.
I believe it. All
right.
That.
We got Cheese Curd Nick coming on today. We got Matt Warzala from Fringe Fest. We've got Brad Toll, Discover Green Bay, and more Milwaukee Brewer tickets at 8:34. The world's worst trivia for Brewer tickets.
I researched it.
You're prepared?
Yeah, I'm prepared. I'm basically better than last.
You're not just taking them off your...
No. I got it right here, Johnny. I printed it out. I'm
excellent.
Good. I'm good.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Many county fairs around Wisconsin have had to pivot, trying to protect our dairy industry from avian influenza. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. June 19th, a new testing requirement went into effect here in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection requiring anyone that had a lactating dairy animal to test that animal before it left the farm. Well, that changes things up for a lot of our dairy exhibitors at county fairs. Abby Chopin, event manager at the Jefferson County Fair Park, says they recognized the challenge and they made some changes.
We had already had kind of a contingency plan in place before DATCAP released all the regulations. So don't worry, we are going to have plenty of animals at the fair. We gave our exhibitors that had initially were going to be exhibiting their dairy cattle, we gave them three options. They could sub out for a heifer. They can do a virtual show, which we're working on some videos that they'll be judged via video, and then we'll have the videos kind of running throughout the fair and on our website. And then the third option was they could bow out completely and get a full refund.
Abby Chopin, event manager at the ongoing Jefferson County Fair, she said every fair has the responsibility of making their own decision. She said she's heard some fairs are not allowing lactating dairy cows to be exhibited at all. Remember, Wisconsin to date has not had a positive case of avian influenza in our dairy herd.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And Dr. Leo Walsh, Professor Emeritus of Soil Science at UW-Madison and also former Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, has passed away. He was 93 years young. Walsh saw several new programs added under his tenure, including the Center for Dairy Research, Center for Integrated Agriculture Systems, and the Wisconsin Rural Leadership Program. Walsh was Dean at the College of Ag and Life Sciences from 1979 to 1991. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 82 this afternoon and basically calm. There won't be much wind here today. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunshine 85. The weekend, warmer and a lot more humid with a few scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards carries the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a good-looking Thursday morning. As you mentioned, got a great lineup of guests once again. Boy, they had a nice night last night for everything going on, huh?
You mean the weather?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that band concert was great.
Is it all patriotic music?
No. They have different themes for every week. So it can be musicals, it can be a Disney, it can be big band. And, they get a lot of people that come there. And then the farmer's market was unbelievably packed last night.
Oh, I bet.
On Broadway, were you over there?
Wow. So, no, but somebody texted the other day, actually it was about a week ago, we were talking about the Howard Market thing.
Yeah.
They said, you got to stop there. They said, that's really cool.
Is it?
Okay, and it's like quiet. People don't talk about that one as much.
Yeah.
But they said the potential there is really something.
And I think, right everywhere, Oshkosh, Appleton.
Yeah.
People got to get out because that weather's great.
Right.
Those lawn chairs are so easy to take. You just put them over your back, then set it up and watch the music. Yeah, that's a lot going on in Northeast Wisconsin right now, and we got to take advantage of that. And this weekend, too.
So did you talk to any of the city band members last night? Were they mad at you at all? No? About what you said that one time?
No.
Okay.
It was just one of what I said, Johnny. It was emails, too.
So, okay, all right.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
just think that if, yeah.
Well, yeah, well, why?
Why beat a dead horse? that's a weird term.
You know, it's kind of funny, and I'll be honest with you. And again, my number one rule, I'm not going to talk national politics in the show, but some of the late night people are saying some pretty funny things about the debates and stuff. And they had been totally, one way. But anyway, Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon?
Nope.
Colbert?
Yes.
Steve Colbert.
He said, hey, folks, come on. People are saying it was the worst debate performance by a president of all time. I don't know. I don't think Abe Lincoln would have done any better if they dug him up. So those guys have some fodder right now.
But think of
both sides they're having fun with. This is like for those kind of people. This is a gift from God.
So these kind of things. Those writers,
it really is. Yeah. They're just.
Do you realize
a field
how much
day.
Stuff ends up on the cutting room floor
because
they have so much material?
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. It's.
I don't think Lincoln would have done any worse if they had dug him up.
that's funny.
They are having
when you
a field
go
day.
To visit your daughter is in New York. You got to go to the Colbert Show. I mean, that's obviously right there, the Ed Sullivan Theater.
I agree.
He is funny. I think he is out of those three guys.
I agree. Me too.
I think he is really
Jimmy
funny.
Fallon doesn't do it for me. It's like he tries too hard or something. What do you think, Todd?
A little too goofy. And I like goofiness, right?
Yeah.
But it's...
Be a little more subtle.
Yeah, it's like forced goofy fun.
But isn't he trying to be like David Letterman? Isn't that
the same? He's nowhere near Letterman. But maybe you're right. Maybe he's trying to.
I've watched David Letterman. You, sir, are no David Letterman. There is no question.
Okay, Lloyd.
David Letterman was something special. I'm just being honest. But one thing about Jimmy Fallon, they say he basically, I read one article, Lorne Michaels used to call him into his office all the time, and other actors couldn't stand him at times on Saturday Night Live because he would always kind of break, and then the audience would, they'd all start laughing because, look at poor Jimmy, can't hold a laugh back. And it was like, you know what I mean? So that upstaged all the other actors then. Mm-hmm. And he would do that all the time. And now when you look back at some of his old skits, you see that.
Yeah, you do.
You know, he's always like, and people, laugh because of that. And
who's the other guy that's on later?
Seth Meyers?
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me.
No.
You?
No, that's okay.
That's sure you could pretty much just shut off and it wouldn't matter.
Right.
You know, it used to be, man.
Oh, man.
Letterman, boom, turn him on. Letterman, boom, turn him on.
I was so mad because back in the day, before MTV and all that stuff, they had Friday night videos.
Yeah.
On NBC.
I remember that.
Letterman was only on Monday through Thursday.
That's right.
And then Friday they had the video show on. And I was so mad on Fridays because I wanted to catch that show and he wasn't on.
Was that with Nina Blackwood and
she was on MTV.
Didn't they host that though?
I don't think so.
No, who hosted that?
I don't think there was an actual host.
There was a
voice guy, and that was about it.
Oh, okay.
You know who was good? He did later. Bob Costas is a great interviewer. He used to do the show after Letterman.
Bob Costas is I still say he's the greatest interviewer there is.
Wow,
Bob
just amazing.
Costas. Yeah, just think he's awesome.
they used his interview and that testimony for that guy in Penn State.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, wow. Oh, I forgot about that guy.
Bob could talk about anything.
He did, anything.
And he knew it. He wasn't
anything.
Yeah, he was.
I had him on my show one time. My radio
really?
Show. Yeah. Because he was promoting his book.
Really?
Once somebody's promoting something, you can get him.
Wow.
It's like you can call somebody up like that now, and it's like, no, where are you? No. And then all of a sudden, well, I've got a new book out. Could I come on
right,
your show?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't hear much about, I mean, he's extremely popular, right? I mean, what is he the most popular, like, sports?
I think he's basically retired now.
He never, I don't think he really aged. He did the Olympics.
No, you're right.
But you never heard any really scandal about that guy. I mean, he just,
no,
just like,
nothing.
He,
no.
Yeah.
No. But he was cool because he was, you know, some of these guys, you know, they want to talk about the book and what's in the book and they don't want to go off script. Okay. But he was cool. I said, okay, now I know you're a big baseball card collector and you still carry a baseball card of Mickey Mantle in your wallet. And he goes, yes, I think everybody should carry a religious relic. And we did a little thing back and forth. I said, okay, let's go back. 1967. You got your nickel. You buy your pack of cards. Who would be the worst five cards you could possibly imagine? Because that used to happen. You know, you'd start open. It's like, oh, oh. And he recited like five guys that like I like literally never have heard of about those would be the five worst cards you could possibly ask for. So he's really down to earth in that way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He understood that by not talking about the book, he got people interested because of what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So people were like, I'm going to get this book now.
Totally agree.
Yep.
Well, totally agree.
What did he write about? What was his book? Was it
a little
the
bit
history?
About everything? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's, boy, that guy's got a breadth of, but like I said, he's been everywhere.
But he started out, and he did. He went to Syracuse.
Yeah.
And phenomenal school. And plus, you get so many contacts. And, you know, in New York or something.
What's that kid said that was here from NBC 26? He went to Syracuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
For that reason.
Yeah. But his first two jobs outside of Syracuse, one was doing minor league hockey. He said it was exactly either the same league or exactly the same style as in Slapshot with those guys. And he said it was crazy. And then he was the first announcer of the Memphis Tams, I think was their name, in the ABA. Okay?
What is that?
American Basketball Association.
Oh, no.
And it was kind of a renegade league, sort of trying to compete with the NBA. And they had one guy on there. It was just, he played at Providence. Bad News Barnes, his name was. Marvin Barnes. I think he got kicked out of his high school or college team for going after somebody with a tire iron. Just to, okay? He'd show up in a big Rolls Royce, big fur coat, and everybody else was making, okay? And word was coming out that the leagues were going to combine or whatever, or this team was going bankrupt, and Bob was sitting there and goes, man, what's wrong with you? And Bob's like, oh, man, it's, just heard some news, might be folding, I mean, you guys will go to other teams, obviously, but I'm out of a job, I don't have any money. He goes, man, let me tell you something. I've been looking for a little white boy to wash my rolls. You interested? And he said, I actually considered it.
Man. Yeah, that's funny.
So he's, you know, what I'm saying is he, you know, it's not like he just anointed and you start out.
No.
He went through the bush league type things doing it.
Probably makes him made him a much better broadcaster than like you always say, you know.
Absolutely.
Born on third base.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
there's so much of that. You know, not just your industry of sports and media, but people like business people that like carried a bag. You know, I say that and they
earned their way.
And that's like across the street here. I mean, these guys at Schreiber,
to deal with them people later on, isn't that a better thing?
Oh,
than,
man, they're unbelievable.
What's the old saying, born on third base and act like they hit a triple?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I that's not always the best thing to just bring somebody in at the top. And you got to, anyway, I was over at Schreiber, Monday, right? Talking to him. We just talked about how important the front line is and how much time, you know, the president over there spends with, you know, he's got 40 factories and every year he goes to one and just really, I mean, that's, you have to be from that level to really understand. And you come in and these suits come in and start making all these decisions, which happens, that they're not as well respected. I mean, people act like they do when they walk through.
Right.
Well, but they really don't.
Wouldn't it be fun? I think it'd be fun to be one. I don't know if that show's still on. Undercover Boss?
No.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. That is a cool show if it's true. I don't know. Is it? Is it? Are they truly not? Because they're unbelievable what those guys do. And I don't know. You can't tell if you're 4 feet away from somebody. Unless the makeup is that good. I sometimes question that. But I think that's an awesome
I agree.
Show. If it's true what they do and find out this lady wants to send her son to college, can't afford it, and you know, he meets her in the mailroom or something like that. And I hope that's a true story because that everybody should do that.
I agree. When I was in college.
So you think that intern might be Sage?
Could be. When I was in college,
be nicer to that guy.
Everybody wanted to go to undercover investigative journalism.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's right after all the President's Men came out.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody wanted to do that. So a buddy of mine, what he actually did is he had heard some stories, or his aunt or somebody had been at like a nursing home and had heard some things. So he got a job for about a month at this nursing home, washing dishes and everything. And I still remember where it talked about where there'd be food caked on a thing, and he'd give it because, hey, okay, because big, just do it. Just don't even. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like people behind the scenes, you know, even the food prep and things like that. And it turned out to be kind of a scandal. He printed this big story then.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, how dare you go be, you know, do that. But it's like, I think investigative journalism really opened the eyes to a lot of people, and things changed.
Oh, no, but there's,
I think things changed, and the media looked for things kind of create, you know?
And they may have screwed some people that, I mean, like, well, 60 Minutes started going to that gotcha journalism, and they throttled back because it wasn't as professional as true journalism. But some of that stuff, it's like they kind of set them up a little
bit.
No,
well, okay, let me tell you something. A little bit. Let me tell you something, and I've been in the media for a long time. We've all dealt with it and everything. Larry McCarron used to have a saying, okay, about pro football. He goes, it's not whether you win or lose, it's who gets the blame. and in a lot of those,
that is funny.
I know. And in a lot of those cases, otherwise, what we're talking about behind the scenes things, a lot of times what the journalist is looking for isn't, I'm going to uncover this huge thing. It's how much acclaim can I get by doing this?
Yeah.
They weren't overly concerned because some 98-year-old grandma who's eating her pudding, her dish wasn't clean good enough. They don't care about that lady. You know what I mean? But what kind of prestige, what can this do for me to get that next job?
Yeah. And that's because your industry promoted people who
absolutely
did that.
You know,
they want to get pulled.
So that was part of the game.
Yeah.
But if you think that every person that did one of those stories is because their heart was so big and felt so bad or whatever, they wanted to change the world. Ball. Sorry.
They wanted to move on to the network.
Exactly. Will the network notice this? Well, it's exactly the truth. So is what it is.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
But
you know what? You know what's so funny you would say that about that gotcha journalism? I just saw a thing. A girl from, or a reporter from Inside Edition, kind of ambushed one of those big ministers who turns out, you know,
oh, those guys.
12-year-old girls were involved and yada, yada, yada. Right. And one of the guys is blaming the girl. Well, she never should have gone. It's like, and then what part of the thing was, though, why won't you fly commercial? Well, because it would take up too much of my time. I got so many things. So you bought like a $14 million jet from so-and-so. Well, you know, the people want this or the low hand. It's like, what do your donors think? They all, I don't want to talk to you. But it's like funny. It's like, you haven't seen that in a long time, that kind of journalism.
And there's some of these not-for-profits need to be investigated. There's private jets. Come on. You know what I mean? These religious organizations, they're not paying taxes. I mean, they're helping people, but I don't know. I just think that money could go to a lot of other things.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you to determine what God wants? Who are you?
Jim, don't you have an appointment to get some suits from...
Go to Los Angeles, you Hollywood Sharpie type. Wow.
All right, good. It's
all right.
6:49.
We got to set our break. Our boy Cheese Curd Nick is here. With treats? With treats?
I think so.
With
treats? Like
baby. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there. 69 already in Oshkosh, 66 in Appleton, 64 in Green Bay. Todd, we have the Amy. From Oshkosh?
Amy Albright. Yep.
I'm doing the softball tournament, the amputee softball tournament in Fond du Lac.
Right.
Have you seen that forecast?
No. 91?
Up to 90?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be hot.
That's going to be hot.
That's a three sets of clothes day.
Yeah, right.
It is.
Absolutely.
And it's baseball, which is... That's a long time to be in the sun. It's not like, you know, it's what, three hours.
But they got that volleyball tournament.
That's what I was
thinking. That's what I was talking about, the volleyball tournament. And then Amy said, and there's going to be lots of attractive people there?
Yeah. Yeah. Get out the sunscreen.
I got some buddies, I think, that might all of a sudden become volleyball fans. Right. They've never seen a volleyball match in their life.
Going with the boys.
Yeah, Todd will be there. No question about it. So Jim was just talking about a thing that the Packers came out with last night they announced it? But the Booyah contest?
Well, that was really more of a downtown Green Bay, because there's, you know, different entities want to capitalize on the NFL draft.
Is it a draft thing, though? Is it during the draft they're going to have that?
There's a lot of, even Oshkosh, we talked to the Discover Oshkosh yesterday, and, you know, they're going to be putting some things together for the draft, and of course Appleton, and but here in Green Bay, you know, the NFL is doing a lot around the stadium, but downtown wants to capitalize on these 400,000 or 500,000 people that are going to be here. So I know on, I just read that yesterday, Friday they're going to have this like Booyah Bake Off, or I don't think, that be a true thing?
Boil off, whatever.
There's a Booyah thing. And I just think if we're going to, and I think people will be very interested in that, because you don't get Booyah in San Diego or some of these other places, even Detroit. But this cheese curd thing, Nick, that you have the best cheese curds in Green Bay, and I can speak with some authority on that because I've loved these things since I was a kid. What are you going to do? What are you planning? Because when do I start teaching? Like in 3 Mondays, and I'm going to tell my kids about you, and here's an entrepreneur, and you have a pretty good life. I mean, you work kind of when you want. You go fishing a lot, and I think that's – I'm happy for you. And yeah. I think that's –
Well, but there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears I'm at now.
Look, I get that. I walked in those shoes, but what are you planning for the NFL? I know it's a ways away, but it's going to be here before
More than likely, we'll be at Stadium View, more than likely, just because we're going to be at the doorstep of it all. Because
– But don't they clip you pretty good for
– There's nothing set in stone yet. For what a Schwabenon wants to do, there's rumors. They are probably going to be clipping people.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to get clipped.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
except me and Johnny with his.
We're trying to find a way to be just outside the border, outside the boundary, so we don't
get. We can keep 100%.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
maybe even more than 100.
But, you know, here's the thing, when you go to these big festivals or your vending, whether it's food or, you know, I don't want to say crafts, but novelties, whatever. You're going to get clipped, whatever it is. You know, so years ago, I did CrossFit games in Madison.
Oh, yeah. We had the winner on here. Remember that guy?
Absolutely.
Tom Farley?
I can't remember who won. There was
Freeman.
There was one guy. He won it like 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
This was before COVID when I went to Madison. Okay.
They don't host that, by the way, anymore.
No, it's a contract. It floats around.
Okay. Because my daughter did Airbnb.
Oh,
when the CrossFit people came in.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is.
And that seems like a pretty good, you'd think the CrossFitters, they can stay in my house.
But I'm surprised you did so well on cheese curds.
Well, it was okay. It wasn't great. But anyway, that's all.
I would think the dart tournament or the, you know, or the bowling tournament.
Here's the thing with CrossFit people.
Curling tournament.
Here's the thing with CrossFit people. Well, for one, you got the audience, which audience isn't, they're not worried about CrossFit. You know, they're not, and some of them are, some of them aren't.
Yeah.
But then the other thing is these CrossFit people, these professional CrossFit people, they train. Okay. When they're done, they just binge.
They eat anything they want.
Yeah, that's
it's
cool.
Like you were old wrestlers in high school.
That is.
They do everything to make weight. They step on a scale. Okay, you made it. And tear into the Twinkies.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
But anyway, Reebok and CrossFit and all those people, because they were endorsed by Reebok, and I don't remember how it all worked out. But anyway, it was 35% of your till. It was...
That's a lot. That's
and then you either use their point of sale, or that you had to put them in your email for your point of sale. And then on top of that, you had to buy their water.
Wow.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
You had to buy, like, you just couldn't put, like, how I have my easel and I write my menu on there. They printed out your menu. Guess who paid for that? You did.
Yeah.
Everything was through them. So EAA. People don't know this about EAA, and I'm not trying to say EAA is bad. So EAA, everything's through EAA. Refrigeration. So all those, there's a friend of mine that he goes down there and he partners up with another company. Everything is through. So if you want refrigeration, because you just can't bring in stuff every day, you want refrigeration, like a big walk-in cooler, a walk-in freezer, you have to rent it through EAA. You have to get propane through EAA.
Yeah.
You have to use EAA's tablets. You have to use EAA's tent rental service. You have to use EAA's table service.
Yeah.
You have to use everything, and then they take your money.
Yeah, we love EAA, but I think what's important about this is when people say, look, I could do this. People, especially students, have to realize the cost behind a trade, like a trade show. I did a lot of trade shows when we had our company. And some of these places you would go to, like in Jersey, the guy just to plug in your
union.
Display, your
yeah,
union.
You had I mean,
to,
yep.
It's like, that was a while ago, but it's like $75. And then if you
you couldn't touch the cord.
You couldn't touch. And then you couldn't even put on your table like a plant. If you wanted to bring a plant, it had to be their plant. Way overpriced. And those are all costs. I don't know how you made money, though, if they're clipping you for 35% off.
Well, you have to mark everything up. So my order, this was like six or seven. This was 6 or 7 years ago. I can't even remember. But anyway, my cheese curds at the time were like $11. I put them to $11 down there.
Yeah, just to cover those costs.
Just to cover. And and the thing of it is like my buddy that does EAA, with his partnership, they have he has between $100,000 and $125,000 on the line before he sells one item.
Wow. Yeah, so that's his nut.
That's risk.
125 is his nut.
Yeah.
But it's shared with
another. But still, wow. Wow. We need to reconsider some things.
They also want some consistency too. You know, I mean, you don't want cords all over the place and refrigeration breaking. I mean, there's to defend them a little bit, but boy, oh boy. Trade shows, that's why Johnny and I want to get off campus for the, because the NFL is making you use their POS system, you know.
Yep.
We'll find a way.
We're not doing that.
We'll find a way.
We're doing
cash. We might take out this window and just sell them right out the window.
Cash.
We'll close out the street. We'll get a helicopter.
There you go. Right.
We're going to drop cheese curds from a helicopter.
Cash.
Quick break. Cheese curd Nick is with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We build up to the RNC MKE 2024, and we bring you the latest Trump outrage, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.